Thanks, Jude. We're going to have a holly jolly Christmas, and you know who's here to ensure that that happens?
The one and only Jerry Nunn, host of Nunn on the Run, heard right now.
And Santa Nunn brought some presents for you.
Oh, you did, Jerry? You're so kind.
Thanks to Cooper's Hawk, it brought some wine.
Oh, good stuff over at Cooper's Hawk.
Yes, very good.
We just had Cooper's Hawk wine for Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. It's delicious.
Well, now you got some more. I brought you some more.
Thank you very much.
Nice of you. Thank you, Santa Jerry.
They have this wine advent calendar, so you can count down the days with these small bottles of wine.
Oh, I love these. Are like... perfect for me. This is like a one-person serving.
Yeah, like a couple of glasses, two glasses and a half, I think.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So the number on the bottle, obviously, because mine,
it counts down.
Mm-hmm. So when you get this advent calendar, how big is it? It must be gigantic.
It comes in like a big box for $100.
Oh, excellent.
Wow.
So it's not bad. I mean, you get 12 bottles.
Well priced.
Yeah.
Very, very nicely priced.
So, and that's kind of a fun way to count down the holiday season.
Before you go into what we will see in and around Chicagoland for the month of December, every time I see you on social media, you're with the big stars. I brought this up before. You're in with all the A-listers. Who have you talked to recently? Impress Wendy and me.
Oh, let's see. Well, speaking of holidays, I'm going to Jane Lynch's show at the City Winery.
That'll be fun.
With her partner.
Kate Flannery.
Yes, Flannery. Right. So I'm talking to both of them in like a few hours.
That'll be nice.
So it'll be fun to hang out with them. They love you.
Every picture you take with these celebs, they are just eating him up like he's a little candy cane.
Yep.
I love it.
Jerry, I think they think that you're more famous than they are. I don't know how you've managed to hypnotize them.
No, I mean, no.
No?
It's all about them.
Yeah.
I just like to have the picture as a souvenir, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the only reason I take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be nice. All right, but who recently, Jane Lynch is coming up, Kate Flannery's coming up, but who else in the last couple of weeks since we've seen you?
Somebody that I did that was recently. Gosh, I'm trying to think. There's always
They all blur together.
Oh, Monique. I talked to Monique.
Monique?
Yeah, she was.
How was that?
She made you flip the camera off.
Yeah, it was hard for me to curse, you know, because I wasn't raised like that.
Yeah.
I was raised in the South and very Southern Belle.
Yeah.
And
she wanted you to flip the camera off, and you were offended by that idea.
And she made me cuss. Like,
she did?
Yes. Like, she liked the electric company. So she was like, mother blank, and like coming at me. And forcing me to
You know what they say? Monique, mo problems.
Right.
I've heard that phrase many times.
She's a bad influence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that you'll be your old lovable self now.
Yeah. Good. Well, I hope I get something for Christmas.
I hope
after that.
Yeah. We'll see.
Santa doesn't, I mean, you were pushed into naughtiness. You didn't, it wasn't in your heart, so you're safe.
You're fine.
I feel better.
Yeah.
All right, so December, obviously we have... Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, is that coming up
in December this year?
Yes, it's very big this year.
When does it fall?
See, that takes precedence over everything in December.
Christmas does. Sure.
And, you know, I'm old. I don't go out anymore for New Year's Eve. But there are lots of things happening this month.
A lot of things. And they're coming. They were actually even coming in as I was walking over here. There's more emails. There's something new.
Last minute posts. Whatever.
Where do you get the energy?
I just keep going. Yeah. Not on the run.
Yeah.
Totally.
We talked about Christmas Carol, I think, last year.
Yeah.
At
the Goodman Theater.
Did you guys get a chance to go this time? Or
I haven't been in a couple years. I've gone in the past, and it really is one of the most magnificent presentations of all time. You really feel like you're in the heart of Christmas when you watch it.
Right. So that's going through December 31st.
It used to be a guy named Bruce Norris who was Scrooge every year, but I think he's retired. He doesn't do it anymore.
No, it's Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is now Scrooge, Kung Fu Scrooge.
He hung up the beard.
That would be good. Kung Fu Scrooge.
I would love to watch that.
That would be. Hey,
that's
a good idea.
Talk to him. See if he'll do it.
So I always tell people to go see that and stop by the Chris Kendall Market next
door.
I went to the one in Oak Brook. It was really cool. But
they don't do that one anymore.
No.
They stopped this year.
Oh, that's why I didn't
hear about it. Very disappointing.
Okay.
Very disappointing. But the one downtown is spectacular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at the Daily Plaza.
Now, those people come in, most of them come in from Europe, and they just spend the whole month here in the United States. They miss Christmas in their homeland so that they can make our Christmas brighter.
I need to interview some of those guys.
Yeah, talk to them.
Yeah,
tell them the real story. Monique.
Sure.
see how that plays out.
They could teach me to curse in other languages. How perfect. That would be great.
Yeah.
So that's open 11 to 8, Sunday through Thursday, and an hour later on Friday and Saturday.
Mm.
So you got some extra time.
Did you say you've not been there, Wendy?
To the
Chris Kendall Market
only,
in the city?
Not in the city one.
Oh.
You got to go.
I have not.
There's a heart-shaped mug or something that you need to buy over there, they say. And Christmas ornaments, of course.
Wendy has a mug-shaped heart.
Oh!
We all kind of do.
Her cardiologist is frightened.
Oh, my. Be careful. Not too much cider for you.
Yep.
Okay.
What's the drink there? Is it glug? What is that?
Oh, that's
like isn't a mulled that the wine. Harry Potter thing?
No.
What's that?
Kidditch.
What?
Yeah, that's what's in Harry Potter.
That's the game.
Glug or is butter like beer. Yeah, that's butter beer.
Yeah, glug is a Swedish wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very potent.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Seriously.
I used to serve it at Andy's restaurant.
Did you?
Oh, I did. We had the batch and it was strong.
Would you say the alcohol content is like 98%?
It's tough.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You get drunk smelling it.
Yeah, you'll grow hair on your chest.
Yeah, more hair.
I don't want that. Don't say more hair. You're so rude.
Oh, Bill.
What's funny?
He's getting nothing for Santa this
nothing.
Year, I think.
I keep my streak alive.
Two front teeth.
All right, so highly recommended is the Chris Kindle Market, and that runs now through right up till Christmas, right? It doesn't go after Christmas, right? It's now through Christmas.
I don't
Christmas.
Think so. All right. It's in a 23rd year, so it's been going on for a long time. Yeah.
What else, Jer?
All right, so some of us WGN people went out to the fashion outlets of Chicago and visited Santa.
In Rosemont?
Yeah. Have you guys been out there?
That is honestly one of my favorite places to go.
Okay.
Didn't you go there on your anniversary or something? Wasn't it?
We went to Fogo de Chão, which is over there.
Yeah.
And then we went shopping afterwards to walk off all the meat we ate.
Right.
I absolutely love, that's one of my favorite outlet malls.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of fun. A lot of
good
deals.
I didn't know Santa was there.
Santa's out there. And there's like a whole interactive, you know, things that kids can play on before they get to Santa, actually.
Like North Pole themed things?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, selfies, elfies, you know.
Elfies.
Elfies are the big thing this year. It's very clever.
That is really cute.
Yeah, but, you know, I was there with some WGN people and, you know, like Steph's kids.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a blast.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
I
we
saw
had
the
a really
pictures.
Good time. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun.
Is the Santa Claus there? Because I've noticed that the Santa Clauses
helper.
That gravitate, they're helpers, of course. Some of them are Santa-shaped, your more traditional round jolly Santas.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a new breed of thinner Santas now.
Oh.
Have like thin and depressed? What are you talking about?
Not depressed, but it looks like it. They don't have the Santa body that we're used to, the more full-figured Santa.
No girth? Right.
There's very little girth to these Santas.
Oh, okay.
I want my Santa to be jovial and jolly and
well, he's been on a diet. Everybody's
obese.
Is he
dying?
Yeah, you know?
He's probably teetering up and down.
Oh.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
And he's busier now, so he, you know, drops some LBs.
Oh, I get it. All
right.
All right.
And then, you know, after the holidays, it gains back or something, maybe.
All right.
Who knows?
Maybe that's it.
All right. Okay. And Fogo de Chão, I just went to.
I love that
Fogo de Chão.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Chão.
It's tricky.
It's not just Brazilian.
No.
No. It's Fogo de Chão or something like that.
Yeah, Fogo de Chão. I just went there.
I know. I saw your picture there. That's what made me think of it.
Oh, okay. The tomahawk steak was delicious.
What is that?
You can order things on their menu that's brought around on the skewers, like normal things. So the tomahawk steak is like
is a bone-in ribeye?
32 ounce, and then they cut it up, and
that'll knock Fred Flintstone's car over.
It was a lot, but very good. I love that place.
Delicious. Did you go with Stephanie's children?
No. They're not big steak eaters that I know.
Every picture I see now of Jerry, he's with Stephanie's children. Something's gone awry, Wendy. I don't know what it is.
They call me Uncle Jerry, so like now everybody calls me Uncle Jerry.
Oh,
like,
really?
The people when I was leaving the Santa event last night.
Bye, Uncle Jerry.
Yeah.
Bye, Santa.
The coat check lady's like, bye, Uncle Jerry. I'm like, I'm not really their uncle.
Lovable. That's a lovable nickname.
They're adorable, so yeah. So what else? Oh, so something a little more adult.
Yes.
So we talked about
finally.
Kids. Yeah. Hell in a Handbag, Snow Girls.
What
musical.
Is that?
So you have to go see this one. This is up at Hamburger Mary's on Clark Street.
Yeah.
I've heard of that place.
Yes.
You'd like it. It's a lot of fun.
Hamburger
it's very,
Mary's.
Very colorful.
It's very fun. Yeah. Drag queens will serve you food. And it's very fun.
All right. I have
but
to go there.
Upstairs, they have a theater, and that's where Hell in a Handbag is doing this parody on, you know, Showgirls, the 1995 movie.
Movie classic.
Yes. So you have Snowy Malone as, you know, wanting to be a dancer and that kind of thing. And it's really campy and fun and a lot of, it's just great.
Go see it, Wendy.
Yeah.
Report back.
Did you like Showgirls? December. Did you like the...
I never saw Showgirls.
Oh, gosh.
Elizabeth Berkley's greatest work.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the movie?
Yeah, she was supposed to be this big star after Saved by the Bell.
Right.
And she put out this thing,
and then it didn't work.
Yeah, it was really... It was so over the top
poor
and funny.
Thing.
What's the guy's name? Is it Joe Esterhaus who wrote that? Is that the guy who wrote Showgirls?
Maybe.
Can't remember.
That's ringing a bell. Or was that Striptease with Demi Moore?
Oh,
Because I get those movies mixed up.
Do you?
Another
yeah.
one. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the same vein. Yep. So that one was really good. What else? Deadpool. You know, this is really interesting. I thought this was cool.
What?
So Deadpool. Did you guys see Deadpool 2?
Yes.
I haven't seen the
you
two.
You went and saw it.
Yeah,
okay,
I saw
Bill
it.
Saw it. Okay, so
is it better than one? Because I loved one.
It's not quite as good as one, but it's
still
close.
Good.
Yeah, it's well yeah. worth seeing.
Right.
It yeah.
was, so now they're redoing it because it was so adult.
Yeah.
So they are on December 12th. They're doing a short run of it with censored version.
Oh.
But with Fred Savage putting parts in with like the Princess Bride.
I
what?
Saw. Did I
did
see a trailer
this?
For this or
yes,
something?
You wait,
it looks
did.
Super Ex- funny.
Yeah. Explain that, Fred Savage.
He likes Fred Savage and the Princess Bride.
Yeah.
So
he's in it?
Yeah.
He's going to be in it, and they've recut it where the bad parts are cut out, so it can be PG-13.
Oh, that's interesting.
It
you know,
is.
Normally, they
him.
Do it the opposite way. They'll put out the regular version, and then mm-hmm. they'll put out a raunchier version,
right.
like Badder Santa. Do you remember when
yes.
that was
yes.
out?
Yeah. yeah. And then on video, right, they really
yeah.
I had
it.
Baddest Santa.
Baddest Santa.
Oh, keeps going.
Huh.
But yeah, Once Upon a Deadpool, I just think it's a really fun idea. And then they're donating a dollar to fudge cancer.
Oh, just a dollar?
A dollar from each ticket.
Oh, a dollar from each ticket. Okay.
Yeah.
But,
so,
boy, if they just give a dollar, that's rude.
Did they do the, I don't understand, like when they made the movie, did they at the same time do this extra thing as well?
I think it's been this has been
really?
Reshot.
Yes. Yeah.
Because people were pushing it. Okay, so traditionally these kid movies, these superhero movies are PG-13, so the kids can go. The younger
yeah.
people can go. But Deadpool's so adult.
It yes. really Deadpool. Is, yeah.
so they've you know, made it non
full length?
Full length,
yeah.
yeah. It's just a little bit actual shorter than the last one.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, they cut a second version, like for when they show it on airplanes and stuff. There's mm-hmm. always a much cleaner of every movie that's R-rated and stuff.
Right.
There's a much cleaner airplane,
really?
Yeah, and hotel yeah. version, yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because I like it to be uncensored myself.
Yeah.
You know,
show me the
I never
stuff.
Knew there was a separate version for that or an edited version.
Oh, yeah.
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 They do on the planes and stuff.
Why don't they tell me? I want my money back.
It'll say that it's been modified from the original version.
I just thought that meant size wise to fit on the little screen.
Well, that too.
yeah, yeah, I mean, I'm still not allowed to see R-rated movies.
Your mom won't let you
no,
see them?
No, my mother
Jerry,
has a problem
you're
with
a grown
it.
Man.
She's like, there's so much cussing on here. they just talk so filthy, you know? And she makes you feel awkward. Like, I've written the movie, you know. And
so when Monique
words.
Wants to take you to a movie, you have to clear this through your mom and she'll say no?
My mom would not let me hang out with Monique. Yeah, that would never happen.
I hate to hear that. All right.
Luckily, she's three states away, so she can't
she
stop
She knows
me.
Now.
When does yeah. this Deadpool special edition get shown? Is that soon?
It starts December 12th.
Oh,
and it's just a short holiday run. They're kind of, you know, putting in the holiday stuff.
All right.
So.
2 weeks from today.
Should be fun. So that goes with the holidays. Let's see what else. 98 Degrees is coming, a concert. You know, I always talk about concerts, but they're doing a holiday concert.
Is that a boy band?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't yep. keep them straight.
98 Degrees.
NSYNC, 98 Degrees.
Uh-huh.
Boys to Men.
Right.
O-Town.
Mm-hmm.
What?
O-Town.
What's that?
That was a boy band.
It's an obscure one, but
yeah.
yes.
How do you know it, Mr. Obscurity?
He's into the boy bands.
Jerry whispered it to me.
they're going to be at the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet.
That's 20th. A great place.
Uh-huh. Seen some good people out there.
Yeah.
It's just a trek to get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me. I'm in Andersonville, so.
Yes, that's too
go.
Far.
Yeah.
Once the monorail's up, though, it'll be a lot easier.
Perfect. Okay. Wrigleyville is doing a Winter Wonderland pop-up that I think is kind of fun.
Were you telling me about this?
I have to okay. ask if this is what I just saw, because
okay.
in Wrigleyville on Clark, within a one and a half block radius, there are three bars that never used to be there. One mm-hmm. is called the Santa Claus Club, one is called Santa Baby, one is called Elfed Up.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all pop-up bars that are obviously capitalizing on the holidays that'll be gone soon, I'm guessing. Is
right.
that what you're referring to,
exactly.
or is this different?
No, that's exactly it. And it's only December 15th and 16th. It's like a two-day
that's it?
Crazy thing. So they're going to have the outdoor globes where people can... Did you see the globes?
I did see something okay. that looked like globes,
so
yeah.
people can, you know, sit outside.
I
and
wasn't
the globes.
Sure what they were when.
Well, Wrigleyville, you never know.
right?
Right. And 3D hologram tree. Santa's
oh.
there. Santa's going to be there.
Santa's going to be there, Wendy.
Maybe skinny.
I want the chubby Santa to be there.
Okay.
I don't want the skinny Santa to be there.
I'll see what I can get for those 2 days.
Because I've got a pool party at Javi Baez's apartment, and then we're just going to paint the town red.
Okay.
Or blue, because it's Wrigleyville.
right. So Santa's workshop's going to be there, an ice cave. This is at 34.
An ice cave?
Yeah. Of course.
This is excellent.
I know. It sounds fun.
That does sound fun.
Yeah. It's at 3462 North Clark Street, so it's just right by the stadium. You know, you've
seen. Go to that, Wendy. There's so much for you to see and do.
What? Why are you telling me to do things?
I'm already going to Javi Baez's pool party. I got something that night.
I'll be there.
Jerry's
going to
be out there.
All right.
Jerry, Monique, his mom, everybody. Stephanie's kids. All going to be there.
Right. I know.
Kids, get out of the ice cave. It's not safe.
Run for your lives. The snowman's coming.
The Bumble.
Right. I love Bumble.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love him. So Winter Wonderfest, too, is kicking off right over here. We can actually see it from
right
the studio.
Right down the street.
Yeah, because this is the cool thing about that. This is the 5th Third Bank Winter Wonderfest Navy Pier, and it is starting today.
Mm-hmm.
Starts today, goes through January 6th. They get it with the ticket they buy. They get a complimentary ride on that Ferris wheel right
oh,
now.
Oh, nice.
So I think that's a great
quite a value.
Add-on. I think that's a great add-on and a really good idea.
Yeah.
So they can do ice skating and family-friendly activities.
Oh, nice.
We can bring the kids.
Yeah.
You know.
That is fun.
Santa will be there again. He's everywhere.
Yeah, Santa seems to be everywhere, doesn't he?
He's so busy this time of year.
Yes.
He and Svengoolie.
Yep.
He gets around.
They have the same agent.
So I thought that would be, that's a really fun.
That's a fun one.
I used to work, well, I worked it for 5 years.
I know you did.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I used to work out there in the inflatables and.
Was that fun? Was
chasing
that a good
kids,
job?
Like trying to get kids out of the inflatables, you know, okay, time's up kids. They're running from you and you're bouncing around.
But they've really gone out of their way now to make that, it's stunning inside. It's like a winter wonderland inside. It's
beautiful. Just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
You know, I did it years ago.
When you did the inflatables, what was the most popular one?
There's a snowman one.
Yeah.
That's a big inflatable snowman. But I remember like kids are losing their socks. I was having to dive in, try to get their socks.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
Yeah. It was a rough job.
That's why I had a sock dispensary machine. I bought space and I just had a machine where you would purchase one sock, like whichever one you still had, you try to match it up.
That's a great idea.
I made a lot
that
of
is
money.
A good idea.
It's never been done before, I don't
made
think.
Made so much money.
That's a good idea in a shoe store, too, because they give you that little nylon thing.
That
but
hose.
If you're, but if you're trying on like a boot or a gym shoe, you need like a thicker sock.
One. Yeah, right. What are you going to do with? Right, that's a great point.
Right.
Dude, what are you going to call this sock vending machine?
Sock it to me.
Oh, that's
dude.
Perfect.
I'm making a lot of money.
Bill,
yeah.
You were onto something.
Yep.
Oh, there's already one operational.
There is?
Yes.
Oh.
At a bowling alley.
I'm always a minute too late.
Oh, so
at
close.
At a bowling alley?
Right. That makes sense.
That's excellent.
Wow. Oh, Six Flags is still... It's still open. You
they're
know
open
that,
now?
Right? Yes.
I thought they ended with their with Halloween.
Nope.
I didn't know they were still going.
They're doing holiday. Listen to this. 2 million lights are up
wow.
there.
Good golly.
Yeah. A 50-foot tree and 20 rides are still going.
Really? It's got to be weekends only, right?
It's limited dates. So you have to look on their calendar and get in when you can.
Oh, that's excellent.
So I think it's just a first time for them, and I think that's great.
I hope it works.
Yeah. One thing I'm going to that you guys find interesting.
What?
Krumpet. Okay, so it's Krampus, a haunted Christmas, haunted house.
Yeah.
But it's a Christmas haunted house. It's where 13th Floor was out in Melrose Park.
Oh, yeah.
So they're only doing 2 days again. These are real quick runs.
Krampus is from a movie, right?
Yes,
That's a character from a horror movie.
He's a demon or something that gets kids, kidnaps kids, which I'm not bringing the kids to that one.
Yeah,
Stephanie's kids are not coming to this one.
They're not coming to that.
Right.
December 7th and 8th, and it's out there in Melrose Park, 1940 George Street.
Oh, all right.
So I'm
that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, we'll see what it's... I have to report back about that one.
I hope it's good.
Yeah.
Jared, unless I'm missing out, it seems like this month is jam-packed with fun things to see and do.
Too much.
Yeah, there is. There's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Will it subside a lot in January or just a little bit?
Some things slow down, but you got New Year's and other stuff like that. So I'll be back to talk about all that.
All right. Can't wait. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Wendy,
thank
it's
you.
Jerry
Merry
Nunn
Christmas.
From Men on the Run.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, and I'm coming back on WGN Radio the 16th.
Doing what?
We're filling in for David Plyer, me and Doma T. Pongo.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing this. Yes, you guys have been working together.
Yeah, and I love him. And it's 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., and people are calling in and tweeting, and they like the diversity of the two of us. And so if people get a chance, I hope they listen.
That's excellent. December 16th.
Yes.
Congrats.
In the morning.
Yep. That's Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run. We'll take a quick break and then close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.